This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Fall is here with the celebration of the autumnal equinox on Saturday. It's a good time to plant trees and shrubs. If you'd like to try something with a bit of splash and spice, think spice bush. This is a multi-season interest plant that flowers before the leaves show up. The citrus yellow blooms are aromatic and reminiscent of forsythia. Both the male and female plants have flowers. To produce fruit, the female plant needs pollination. The oblong berries that show up from July into September are beloved by wildlife, including songbirds. It grows in partial shade as its natural habitat is an understory shrub. However, it will do well in sun. The leaves have a wonderful spicy scent when crushed and can be used to make a tea along with the flowers, twigs, and bark. The plant has been used for medicinal purposes as well. Penn State reports 39 different oils in its leaves, twigs, and berries. Undoubtedly, some of them will have medicinal powers. Spicebush, also known as Lindera benzoin, grows from 6 to 12 feet at maturity. Once established, it really doesn't like to be moved, so remember to plant it in the appropriate place, or you can prune it to a specific size. This shrub is especially attractive to certain butterflies and birds, in particular the swallowtail. They eat nectar from the flowers before laying their eggs on the leaves. The hatched larvae then feed and pupate on the leaves, rolling them for protection. They do only minor damage, and their caterpillars are super cute. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com of the shrub in all its seasonal beauty, as well as the swallowtail caterpillar. Spicebush is great in rain gardens, naturalized settings in boggy areas, or to cover the side of a fence. However, this is no tamed shrub. If you want a formal look, look elsewhere. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.